top of mind. BTC hit a cycle low of $59,100 last Friday before recovering to $63,500-$64,500 this week, a 50% plus drawdown from the October 126K ATH. The dominant narrative competing for positioning: is this a durable bottom or a dead cat bounce? Standard Chartered's Jeff Kendrick called the low explicitly "winter is over," citing the SpaceX IPO as a completed liquidity drain and a potential US-Iran peace deal as the second catalyst. Descent is real. Galaxy Digital's base case puts the bottom at 40K, 46K in Q4, with only 4 of 13 historical bottoming indicators triggered. The week's single most important confirmation signal, whether spot Bitcoin ETF flows turn durably positive, is not yet in hand. Friday posted a modest 85.8 Mentors inflow, EBIT led at 57.7 pounds, snapping a 5-day streak, but the week still closed, 315.8 net. Market structure, ETF flows. Weekly net outflows totaled 315.8 MR. Cumulative since the Oct ATH now, 7.6 B, with 3 B net negative YTD. IBIT holds 48.7 B AUM, 3.8% of BTC supply. Ether ETF net assets, 9.2 B, now sit 2 B below cumulative inflows, a structural negative not seen in the category before. On-chain positioning, spot CVD improving. Bid-ask ratio positive since the 59K low. A 2.68B short liquidation cluster sits near $64,600, CoinGlass. More than half of circulating supply is underwater, K33 research. Historically a bottoming signal, though K33 cautions a final leg lower is possible. Institutional demand. Capriol's model shows net institutional selling at 450% of daily mined supply, 2,000 tons BTC day, driven primarily by ETF outflows. CryptoQuant demand gauges turned negative YoY for first time since 2022. Stablecoin exchange reserves, 72 dobate, led by 57.7 USDT, represent significant dry powder. Strategy, MSTR, trading yet 18% below NAV on its BTC holdings, 845K BTC. STRC preferred dropped to $92.94 below $100 par, as CEO Fong Liu framed the 32 BTC sale as an inoculation test, not a retreat. Institutional holders described as unconcerned. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act, passed Senate Banking Committee, 15-9 in May. Full Senate vote pending. Y Combinator lobbied publicly for passage. Polymarket puts 2026 passage odds at 47%, down 18 perts in a week. JP Morgan's Demon, publicly opposing stablecoin yield provisions. Ripple CEO Garlinghouse called it protectionism. SpaceX IPO, BTC Treasury disclosure. SpaceX debuted on NASDAQ, SPCX, at $150,171, raising 75 bar. S1 confirmed 18,712 BTC, 1.19 B at current prices, AVG cost, and 35,324. More than double prior blockchain analytics estimates, making SpaceX the number 8 public BTC holder. Bybit, Binance, and BitJet cancelled tokenized SPCX allocations after X stocks failed to secure underlying shares. Metaplanet, Japan. Acquiring SIBO Securities for 13.1 menens, 2.1 B yen, a Typeway Securities license, to build BTC-linked yield products for Japanese retail. Japan's lower house passed a bill classifying crypto as financial instruments. This is the most concrete move yet to monetize a corporate BTC treasury through regulated financial products. Hungary, reversing Orbán-era crypto criminalization, aligning with MICA. No timeline set yet for legislative changes. Revolut had suspended crypto services in Hungary under the old rules. Network and industry. Bitcoin ATMs. Indiana, Tennessee, and Minnesota have enacted total bans, de facto bans in California, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Virginia. The sector processes 3.63 abigon year in the U.S. Fraud rate is 1.2% versus 3.5% industry average, per the article. The regulatory rationale is contested. Lightning custody. BitGo launched Lightning Earn via Ambos's Rails product, letting institutions earn BTC-denominated routing fees with custody-grade controls. BitGo committed its own treasury. First OCC-regulated institution offering institutional Lightning yield. Botanix shutdown, Bitcoin DeFi scaling network, wound down after 4 years, citing lack of product market fit. Users must withdraw by July 9th. The team noted most BTC users still treat BTC as reserve asset, not DeFi collateral. Wrapped BTC on Ethereum absorbs that demand. Miner margins, production cost, $62,650. Capriole, electrical cost, $48,965. Daily hash rate return hit an all-time low of 0.02 SHA-TH. Foundry, USA, Ant Pool, F2 Pool Control, 59% of hash rate. Miners net negative on 30-day position change since early May. Macro linkages, US-Iran conflict, JOCH, oil. Brent crude above $90 drove US CPI to 4.2% YOY, 3-year high, and PPI to 6.5%, 4-year high, pushing Fed rate hike odds to 140% by September. CME FedWatch. Trump announced a peace deal signing Sunday. Iran denied the timeline. WTI fell 1.5% to 85 TARs, 86 TARs on Friday. Lower oil, lower yields, relief for risk assets including BTC. AI IPO capital rotation. BofA, Citi, and multiple analysts cite AI equity build-out and SpaceX, Quark, OpenAI IPO pipeline as the primary source of crypto liquidity drain. NASDAQ 100 fell 7.5% in the prior week before recovering. Bitcoin underperformed the NASDAQ by the widest margin since 2019. BOJ, June 16, BTC averaged a 22.4% drawdown across four BOJ rate hikes since 2024. Analysts, including CryptoQuant's Cryptic Trades, argue carry trade unwind risk is overstated now that Japan's 10-year yield is already at 2.68%. Watch the meeting. Downside risk is real, but likely smaller than past events. Standouts. SBF appeal rejected by Second Circuit. Conviction and 25-year sentence upheld. Trump has publicly said he won't pardon him. FTX legal closure removes a lingering uncertainty for market confidence. BlackRock filed Form 8A for iShares Bitcoin Premium Income ETF. 0.65% fee. Bloomberg's Balchunas expects launch next week. First major covered call BTC ETF from the category's dominant issuer. Coinbase Quantum Advisory Board. 7. Guanyin BTC exposed to future quantum attack via address reuse and P2PK addresses. Urges migration planning now. Governance debate unresolved. Nakamoto Incals NECA sold 600 BTC 48 metasas to retire 45 milliliters debt. Refinanced Kraken loan to June 2027. Authorized 25 minutes buyback. Shares up 10% on the day. Blockworks acquired Messari for 10 minutes, a 97% discount to Messari's 300 Mandas Series B valuation. Signaling deep valuation stress among crypto data jar infrastructure startups.